Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we drew a few ahadiths speaking about working, doing work with one's own hands. Sometimes what happens is the culture we are living in, this Western culture, a person feels that if he works and he does work with his own hands, this is a menial work. But if he's sitting behind a computer or if he's just consulting, taking phone calls, that this is a respectable work. In today's hadith, few hadith, shorter hadiths we'll do, we see that even Anbiya alayhimu salam, they did work with their own hands. When a man does work with his hands, for example, person is an artisan, person is a tailor, person is a plumber, person is an electrician, sometimes even a person is a surgeon, or sometimes you find a person may be a dentist. But generally, the first people that are working with their hands all the time, you find that this is something that a person is really charging for the work he does, because he is working. A man says that I work for my money, person is really working. Not to say the other jobs are impermissible, but it's not something menial where a man has to work and use his hands. This is something that is great and is more rewarding also. Why? Because the money he earned was actually for hard work that he has done. So therefore, in the culture that we live, we shouldn't worry too much what people think. What worry what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks. Because when a person works hard for his money, he works in a halal way, he doesn't cheat people, he doesn't rob people, even that little money that he gets, that money will be barakat in it. But if a person does things and he cheats and he's a fraudster, and he may scheme and get money quickly, or maybe do one deal quickly here, one deal there, a lot of times if it's not done correctly also, keeping all the requirements of Shariat in mind, then what happens is that deal may just make a quick buck, may make a quick money, but the money doesn't last long. Very quickly that money is eroded, either by some expenses that come in, or that money itself also is spent in some investment avenue that will end up crashing, or that money also will be spent somewhere that will suddenly yield no reward. So therefore we find that a little but with barakat is much more than a lot but without barakat. So this is the beauty of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It caters for all times. So therefore if a person happens, nowadays if a person has to become, for example, a plumber, or he says he's a tailor, the people look at him differently. But the man who says that he's a consultant, people look at him differently. So here we learn that there's nothing to be feel bad about. In fact, this is more praiseworthy as far as the hadiths are concerned, because one man is physically doing work and he's getting paid for that physical work that he's doing. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال كان داود عليه السلام لا يأكل إلا من عمل يده رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam will not eat anything except what he earned with his own hands. The money that he had earned with his own hands, that is what he would eat. Allah Ta'ala had made steel soft, metal soft for Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and he would carve and he would make armors, chain armors he would make with his own hands, he would make and he would sell this. This was the effort that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made. Allah Ta'ala made it such that iron was made soft for him. And now he would carve that iron, he would make these metal armors, and he would make it properly also, making sure that every link is done nicely. So this is part of our deen, that when we do something, do some work, it must be done nicely. If a person is a tailor, he doesn't do it haphazardly, he does it neatly, he does it nicely. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, kana Zakariya alayhi salam najjaran, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Zakariya alayhi salatu wa sallam was a carpenter. He would work with his hands, he would work with wood. He was a carpenter. Now here we see Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam, here we find Zakariya alayhi salatu wa sallam working with the hands, artisans. Nothing to be shy about. If Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam was doing this type of work, why should we be shy? If a person is getting halal, that is something important. And we find from other hadiths that all the prophets, all of them, they were shepherds. Every one of them were shepherds. They would look after sheep. If somebody is a shepherd also, we think that this is menial. But every prophet was a shepherd. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he did farming. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was a carpenter. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sold sheep. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he sold fish. So yeah, doing work with the hands is nothing that is deplorable. And in Miqdam ibn Ma'adi Karib رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أكل أحد طعاما قط خيرا من أن يأكل من عمل يده وإن النبي الله داود عليه السلام كان يأكل من عمل يده رواه البخاري. Miqdam ibn Ma'adi Kariba radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person has ever eaten any better food than that which he eats as a result of working with his own hands. Look at the words of the hadith. No person has eaten any better food than that which he eats as a result of working with his own hands. The Prophet of Allah, Dawood alayhi salam, used to eat from the earnings of his own hands. Thing we learn from here is that sometimes in the culture that we are living in, that a person doesn't have a halal income also. For example, a person is the manager of a bank, and now the income is problematic. He's working for this conventional bank, and the income that he's getting from there is not correct. But yet, a person will look at him with such high esteem, that yeah, this person is of such a respectable job he has, and you find another person that he is, for example, he is the manager of a piggery, he is managing that, everyone will look down upon this person, naturally, because his income is also problematic. But both, in the light of Sharia, both are problematic. One person's income is not correct, the other person's income is also not correct. So therefore we find it's not what society determines is what is good. Whenever we want to know what is good, we have to realize that what Quran and Hadith say is good, that is what is good. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And one other thing that we take from here is that when a person is earning, he mustn't think this is against Sharia to earn and work. It's not a matter of working and earning the dunya. The dunya, ulama say, is like that water, and the ship that is sailing on that water is our journey towards akhirat. If that water comes into the ship, now it becomes a problem. If the dunya comes into the heart and it causes the ship now to sink, that is where the problem comes about. But a person needs the dunya, and he earns so much of the dunya that is necessary. Over and above that, he doesn't earn. There's no need for him to earn. And the person, he doesn't engage himself so much and allows that water to come and causes him to sink. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we appreciate the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take it to heart. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.